Welcome to the Zed Underground. My name is DJ Kip Klask. I'm the host of Zed Underground. This is a weekly program that comes to you on AfroZam Radio. We get to talk to various up-and-coming artists and artists that are in the mainstream. We talk about the entertainment industry in Zambia and around the African continent. And on this exciting episode, I will be talking to Drifter Trek. So Drifter Trek just released a new album titled Let's Make Magic. It's on all the global streaming platform. Make sure you go and stream his music. If this is the first time you're listening to my radio show, make sure you go and search for the Zed Underground on all major podcasting platforms and go and look for AfroZam Radio on the Radio Garden app. So without further ado, let's jump into our interview with Mr. Drifter Trek. Let's find out what's going on in his music and his latest project. So stick around, AfroZam Radio, moving time and technology.
Good afternoon, my Drifter.
Yo, good afternoon, man. You good?
I'm all right, man. How is Lusaka?
Ah, Lusaka is all right, man. Lusaka is all right. Mamvura chapa nipe yambo yamba yamba. So, vajiriche.
Okay, no, that's nice. Welcome to AfroZam Radio and welcome to the Zed Underground Radio program.
Thank you very much, man. It's good to have me.
Thank you very much, my guy, for taking time from your busy schedule for joining us on this afternoon interview. So, let's jump into our main area of discussion. And this afternoon, we are going to be talking about your latest album, Let's Make Magic.
How has
the response from the people, man?
Yeah, the response has been massive. It's actually a mixtape. But the response is getting a response of an album.
I actually thought it was an album.
No. It was a mixtape, man. An album. My album is going to have like 20 songs or 18 songs. That just had like 11 songs or something. The response has been good. The response has been massive. A lot of people are loving the music and a lot of people have the music. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I was privileged to like listen to your album. I've been listening to it the last 4 or 5 days. I love the work ethic and everything that you put across.
Yeah, thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
So I was checking out your social media. I was told the mixtape is actually on Mvesesani.
How has
been the response? Are people buying it?
Yeah. People are buying the music. You know, I think 3 songs, you know, from the mixtape, I had already put them out as singles. You know, so people are actually just buying the songs that they haven't heard, because I'm sure they already have songs like Chibiti, Oh My God, and other songs, you know. But yeah, the response is good. People are buying it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, like, when do you expect the album to drop?
My album is dropping next year. So this was just like a warm-up.
Yeah,
you know, this was just like preparing my fans, you know. But the album is going to drop next year. The album has got, like, just a totally different touch from what you guys have heard in Let's Make Magic, man.
Have you already started working on the album?
Yeah, I already started working on the album, and hopefully we're trying to get, you know, maybe one or two guys, from out of Zambia, you know, so that, yeah. So that's what we're trying to do. So we're trying, you know, we're not just targeting the local market. We're also trying to target the international market. So, yeah, man.
And internationally, I saw you put out something on your social media page saying your music is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all these global platforms. How is it doing outside the borders? How is it doing? How has been the response?
The response is good. You know, of course, there's always, for starters, there's always baby steps, you know what I mean? But yeah, we're trying to get there, because I've got a team now, and some of my management team, they're not actually even in Zambia. So yeah, man, we're trying to push. We're trying to put the name up, you know, there. So yeah, this is when we're starting, you know, in this, you know, music sales, you know, because here in Zambia it's a bit tricky, you know, selling music. But yeah, we're trying, we're pushing, we're getting there. It's just time.
Yeah, man.
It's
like I've had a couple of big and established artists that have come on this on my radio show, and the concept is always the same. That Abantu, they do not buy music. That's why people are not marketing it and putting it in these streaming platforms. You are one of the artists that have just recently put out a full body of work. Our music is going to get to a point where people will be making enough money to actually make a living off it just through pure sales without the shows and whatnot.
Hopefully, that's what we're trying to do. Though, you know, one person's mindset isn't another person's mindset. You know what I mean? So you're going to find people. There are people who are going to say, okay, so we've stopped putting out singles for free. And then there are people who are going to say, I want my fans to be having the music for free. So, yeah, hopefully we all have the same mindset, which is going to be very difficult. But, yeah, man, hopefully, yeah. And that can really be a good thing, you know.
Did you put out any ad copies? Like, did you print any CDs or you just went full-time digital?
For the mixtape, I went full-time digital because we tried to... There's something that was we were trying to do, you know, and... Basically, there are, most people who get copies actually say, like most people who I've met who want to buy copies of the music, you know, actually say, no, we need something like 16 songs on the CD for each to qualify to be, you know, on a hard copy or something. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, man, basically it was just, you know, because it's a mixtape actually, it's not an album. So, yeah, we treated it like a mixtape and just put it digital and on my YouTube channel and all these other platforms.
To people who are not very vested in the music industry, what is the difference between a mixtape and an album? Where really is the difference?
Okay, so a mixtape is more like a compilation where you just get songs of different sounds. Where, for example, me, I just realized that I had a lot of unreleased songs, you know, a lot of songs that were so unreleased, then I just put them together and made a mixtape. But for an album, it's something that you really have to sit down, you need to plan, you need to have a concept, you know, it needs to have a certain direction and you need to have a certain audience that you're talking to.
Yeah,
you know, so an album is always, it has got a lot to do with than a mixtape. A mixtape, you need a chagwati. When I go down in January, March, Nafaka Pamo is no itos.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what we basically did.
This year has been hard on everybody, man. Like everybody. COVID-19 has affected everything. How has it affected you and your career, man? And how have you survived through this?
Man, the COVID-19 has been really crazy on everybody, especially me, you know. And then, yeah, we've lost a lot of people, we've lost our fellow. You know, we've lost fellow artists. You know, it has been really hard. But yeah, man, thank God we're still here and we're still alive and we're still hustling. And on the positive side, you know, it made us open up our minds, you know, because we never really thought something could affect, you know, us in this way. Like, something could affect, like, the whole world. So, yeah, it has opened up our minds, you know, to know that, okay. So, yeah, even if we're making the money, you know, at some point it's good to, you know, for example, invest or use it wisely or spend our time wisely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, Drift the Trick, you are signed to Alpha Entertainment. How has that been, being signed as compared to when you are independent before you go to deal? How has that been? Has it helped you? Is it somebody you can? Is it something you can encourage an up-and-coming artist to do to get signed to a major label? Or how has been the experience for you as a signed artist in Zambia?
I got signed to Alpha Entertainment, I think, 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And it has been a really amazing journey. You know, it's competitive, you know, because I'm always with these great, big, giant artists, you know. But, yeah, man, it has been really helpful, you know. Alpha Entertainment has helped me a lot, you know, in terms of everything as an artist, even just as a person, man. Yeah, Makitu, Sheffy, these other guys have really, you know, helped me and inspired me to do a lot of things, a lot of music. Some things I cannot even say, man. But yeah, it has been really good. And for an upcoming artist, it's good to, you know, it's good to belong to someone or to belong to something, you know, to be affiliated to something, because you can't manage to do everything on your own.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? You can't manage to do everything on your own, you know. This music industry is deeper than, you know, everything that we see, man. There are a lot of things going on. You need to have a lot of connections. You need to know someone who knows someone. So you cannot just make it out on your own just like that.
Basically.
You know, so yeah, it's good to be affiliated to a label. Yeah, it really, really helps.
Yeah, man. So I want to ask you this. I'm a person, I'm an avid follower of what's trending in our country. I follow social media and I follow the entertainment industry. I'm very keen about this business that we are into. Before your album dropped, there was that fracas with you and the graphic designers. Was there anything to the things that we are seeing around? What caused that?
Basically, what I was just trying to do is, you know, the level which I've reached right now, the level which I feel I've reached right now is the level which, you know, I feel I can inspire or empower some uprising, you know, artists, you know, designers, and these other guys. So, you know, I was trying to put out a statement where I wanted the uprising guys to showcase their art and for other people to see what they can do, you know what I mean? But the people who actually got offended were these guys who are actually doing good in the, you know, industry, in the design industry. They're the people who got offended. But, you know, it was just simple English, you know what I mean? Because I was looking for, you know, upcoming, you know, designers who can work on an artwork, then I buy it. Obviously, it's also part of showcasing, you know what I mean? It's also part of showcasing, but people just took it wrongly. But at the end of the day, I found a guy who did something good. You know, he got his pay. He was happy. I was happy. And I received a lot of artworks, by the way. Mm-hmm. I received a lot of artworks. And, yeah, some things I don't talk about them because I'm just, like, usually too busy. But, yeah, it's all good. It's just simple English because sometimes it's bizungu, I can't understand.
But you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Any form of publicity is good. It's about how you and your team work around it and make sure it translates into a couple of sales in terms of your album.
Yeah, but basically that wasn't even a publicity stunt. You know what I mean? That was just a general question. It's for example, I'll give you an example, man. You guys are hosting an event. You know, you're hosting an event and then you call me to perform and then you're telling upcoming artists to come through, showcase their music, perform before I perform, and then you say, okay, so Gifter will be watching you guys, and whoever performs, whoever he likes, you get a chance to feature him.
Yeah.
We don't expect someone like Chef to start saying, why would you say that? But Chef, you're already a big artist. You know what I mean? You're already a big, that message is not for you. It's for the upcoming artist. So, yeah, man, you know, it was just so funny, and, yeah, I just laughed about it, and, yeah, life goes on,
You know, it's actually important that despite all the negativity and people trying to pull you down, you came back stronger, you gave us an album that is worth listening to. I've been vibing to your album, man, like
Thank you,
everybody has had a chance to listen to, like, the whole project.
Yeah.
Fire, man, so don't let people distract you. So moving forward, my guy.
Yeah.
What should we expect in the coming year from Gifter 2?
Okay, firstly, I'm doing music videos. I just dropped a music video for a song called Whiskey, featuring Belchess and Dizmo and Vicky. I dropped a music video, and then there's a song I did also. It's on the mixtape. It's called Isialo with Chef. We already shot a music video. We're just waiting for it to drop. And then there's another song I did with Judy. I'm planning to do a music video. Basically, I'm just planning to do all the music videos for this year. If I can drop like 3 before January, then we all good. But I'm not dropping any new songs like right now.
Yeah, man. Just gonna be dropping videos because where did you?
I'm just gonna be dropping music videos for now. Then next year, probably, you know, it's just announcement of, you know, the album. Cause I'm tired of dropping singles, man. So it's just gonna be, if it's not a mixtape, it's an album.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the elephant in the room. Voter registration has started. Everybody's going to the registration center. As somebody like you who's got influence, what is the way to the people that tuned in that are listening? What do you have to say about the voter registration exercise and next year as we go towards election? You know how it is in our country when election times, it's rough, it's hectic.
Yeah. So, you know, the funny thing is today I actually went to register.
Yeah, man.
You know, today I actually went to register. I got up. Okay, actually, I didn't manage to get, but my manager came to wake me up at 6. you know, we went there, you know, and we waited till like, I think, 12.
Yeah, man.
You know, and it's just, okay, the bad part is it's just too slow, man. Yeah. It's just like really, really too slow. And yeah, I was so impatient such that I had to leave in 3 hours. But I really need to get that card, man. And everybody else really needs to get that card, you know, because, you know, it's good for us to have a say on, you know, who runs things.
And, as well, can't you?
You know, not Yagora, you have a Facebook, but you don't even have voters card.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah, it's really good. But my hope and my prayer is that they put a lot of, you know, guys to make sure that the queues do not, you know, I'm not long, and people do not take the whole day to just register.
Yeah, man. You know, I got my voter's card yesterday. I woke up at 5 and I got mine around 12. That's how long I was lying, man.
Yeah, see, and for someone like me, trust me, I'm very impatient. So, like, so the time I reached, I was just busy complaining. Then, you know, it was just, like, too slow, and I had, like, a lot of things to do. Because I thought it would just take, like, an hour or something, but it was just too slow, man. But, yeah, so probably I'll get mine maybe on Monday. I'll just wake up at 4.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully. Yeah.
It's important that we all turn out in numbers and we go and vote. We exercise our rights.
People
who actually have a following and an influence, use your influence to tell people to desist from violence, to tell people to be more accommodating to people who've got different and alternative views to what they might believe in, man.
Yeah, true. Because actually, there's something that we wanted to do when we get the card. You know, just the, you know, bad thing is we didn't manage, but we try to get the card and see how it could help in, you know, letting people, you know, making sure that people go out there and get their voter's card and register to vote.
Yeah, man. So, my guy, moving on. When people saw that I'll be having you on the radio station, I had a lot of people who tell me, they would ask us, what are the requirements if somebody wants to have Drifter on their song? What are the requirements for someone to feature?
It's very simple. Just go on Drifter Check page, you know, either on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just make sure you go on the Drifter Check page, which has got a lot of followers.
Yeah, man. Because I've seen a couple of pages. I don't know if you ran all of them or they.
No. Yeah, so just go on the page which has got a lot of followers, and you can know that, okay, so this is the one. And then get the phone number and, you know, call that number. Obviously, my manager is going to pick up. His name is Mr. Christian. And, yeah, we get working.
Yeah, man. So what are your social media handles? Apart from, I know on Instagram it's Drifter Trek, and on social media, on these other platforms, what are your handles so that people can be easy?
Everywhere is Drifter Trek, man. Everywhere. Call it. Now go heaven, Drifter Trek.
As we come to the end of our chat this afternoon, what are your last words to the people that are tuned in and locked on and listening to you this afternoon?
Yeah, so to the people who are listening, those who don't know me, my name is Drifter Check. I've got a lot of hit songs. I've got songs like Badansiana Salako, Ntongo, Nambi Nambi. But yeah, to my fans of GDD, say thank you, you know, for really loving my music and just being there for me. And yeah, if you haven't listened to my new mixtape, you know, it's called Yes Like Magic, just, you know, go on this Sami, and you know, you can buy it. It's just like, I think, 99 kwacha, you know, or you can go to my YouTube channel and listen to it, then buy it.
Selling any merchandise? Are you selling any merchandise like t-shirts, caps for the
mixtape? For now, no, but we're trying to work on something for Kopala Swag. You know, we're trying to make something for Kopala Swag where, you know, everybody in Kopala Swag, I think, can be like seen maybe like on a t-shirt, on a jumper or something. But yeah, it's really complicated, but we're getting there. Hopefully before January, we can have merchandise available. But yeah.
No, Mr. Drifter Check, it was nice having you on AfroZam Radio. Make sure you tell your friends, tell people about our radio station and the things that we're doing.
Yeah.
Our brand as well, push your brand. On Sunday, around 10 hours, we'll be having the top 10. One of your songs is on that chat. So once we do the chat, we'll definitely send it to you. Share it on your social media and let us grow together. Yeah. Thank you very much for taking time from your busy schedule and talking to us this afternoon.
All right, man. Really appreciate it.
Have a blessed day.
All right.
That's it.
So that was Drift Trek coming to you live from AfroZam Radio. Let's make